Let's look at the schedule. Today at 4:15, we will start the ceremony. We just walk there from here. I will walk there. We can walk together. You know, we will have a pee pee break after the class, some relaxed time. Then we will walk to this gate. And I will tell you, this is what we're going to do. This is a special ceremony. And I want to tell you about it today. I'll tell you about it today. Then at 6 to 7, you have dinner in your own cottage. Then at 7 o'clock, we just do some light mantras, nothing heavy, okay? You're going to be tired, and, you know, we do some light mantras called Who Has Helped Me Contemplations. So you do mantras, Mikthema, Migmetsewe Tochen, and you think about the people in your life who helped you, okay? That's all. At 8 o'clock, tonight you'll take a little break. Those breaks, I really enjoy those breaks. I make a nice, like, Chinese tea, and I just sit down in my room in a chair, not on the floor, because my knees hurt. And then I just enjoy and I think about my life. During these 3 days, think about your life. Maybe there are some changes you want to make in your life. You decide, okay? So those tea breaks are very good times for thinking about your future, okay? This can change your life. Many, many people who did 3-day retreat changed their life. They took a different road in their life because they have 3 days to think about their life. Usually you're so busy living your life, you don't have time to think about your life, okay? So maybe you want to make some changes in your life, okay? So that's the time. Keep a little book with you. Write down things you want to change in your life. After retreat, read them and believe what the guy said, whose mind was more clear. Okay? 10 o'clock lights out. Please be very strict. Oh, you'll do a small meditation before that. That will be Golden Room. And I'm going to teach you today. Okay? Golden Room tonight at 8:30. And then please go to bed by 10. Be in bed by 10. Okay. It's very important in the retreat. You know, this land is very, very big. This land is 6,000 mu, 1,000 acres. But still, because it's so quiet, you can hear your neighbor. If your neighbor is playing cowboy songs, mind your own business, then everybody's going to hear it, okay? So please be quiet for your neighbors. Like, when you open the door, hold the door, put it back quietly. You can hear everything, okay? If you're going to have an argument with somebody in your house, then go like that. Don't yell, okay? All right. Tuesday, I'm going to wake up a little bit earlier. You'll be waking up around the time of the sun, okay? And 7 o'clock, we'll start the Jorchu, which is the first book in the Three Treasures, okay? So you can read the Jorchu. And then at 7:30, bad seed cleaning meditation. How many parts in that meditation? Three. Good. Okay. Yende, Mende, Pungde. Okay, nice. 8:15 to 9:30 yoga. Okay. You don't have to do yoga. If you want to do something else, some people do Tai Chi, some people do Qigong. Okay? What you like, you can do. Okay? Something for exercise. 9:30, have your breakfast. 10:15, free time. 11 o'clock, start the Thousand Angels recitation, which is the second thing in your prayer book. Okay? Small. It's only a few pages. And during that time, do biggest wish meditation means how many parts? How many possible parts? Seven. And then you decide, two or three. I still have to teach you two more, I think. Right? Okay. 12 o'clock, you can do some yoga stretching. That's nice. Just do slow stretching. And it's very nice. when your legs are sore, like that, okay? Just some, what do they call it? Yin yoga, right? Long, hold the pose for 10 breaths or 20 breaths, okay? And that's good for your heart. And stretch your legs, okay? 12:30 mantras. And that will include who has helped me contemplation, okay? Every time you do the mantras, think about who helped you, okay? 1:30 to 2:30, walk outside. You're going to take a, if you like, okay? You can walk inside if you want to walk inside, okay? Don't forget your hat. Don't forget to take some sunscreen, okay? If you're like Irish person, I'm Irish, okay? If I go outside there, I will look like bright red in 20 minutes, okay? And it's not good for your skin, so take some sunscreen. If you need sunscreen, talk to Earl, okay? Take water with you. Keep a building in sight, okay? Never go where you cannot see a building, okay? And watch for snakes. Snakes aren't all awake yet. They are just waking up. Somebody saw one yesterday, okay? So there's not many, okay? I don't think you will meet one. But where you put your feet, watch where you put your feet, okay? Just be smart. Don't go barefoot, okay? Wear some good shoes, okay? They don't want to bite you because you are too big to eat. They don't have teeth. They have to swallow what they bite. They have to swallow it. You're too big to swallow. They don't want to bite you, okay? But if you step on them, they don't have a choice, okay? So just watch where you put your feet, okay? 2:30, light snack, which is about 6 yotels. Three 3:00, bad seed cleaning meditation. So we will do the whole thing twice every day, okay? Bad seed cleaning meditation. 3:45, take a yoga break, small yoga break. 4:15, mantras. 5:15, supper. 6:15, biggest wish meditation. Then you have an hour free time. You can keep your journal, right? Ideas for the rest of your life, okay? And then 8:15, golden room meditation. And 9:00 is optional, but you can go outside and look at the stars. Dress warm, okay? It's not very cold here, but it's important to keep warm, okay? During meditation, it's important to keep warm, okay? So put on a good jacket and go outside and look at the stars, okay? You don't need to walk, okay? Just look at the stars. The snakes come out at night also, okay? Why? They like mouses. And the mouses come out at night, okay? So, okay. And bedtime at 10:00. Wednesday's the same. Thursday's the same. Let's go to Friday. So Friday, still wake up early and then do some of your mantras, any meditation you want. And then at 7:30, the trucks will be ready to bring you down to here. And we have a snack. And then we will go to this gate again, and we will open. There's a small ceremony for opening the gate. Okay. And then we can start the Lamrim again, okay? Which we were supposed to be doing, but we did a little retreat, okay? All right. And in the afternoon, we'll start the Wheel of Life from Vasubandhu. How do you say Vasubandhu, Zhongwen? Sijing. Okay, it's very famous, very great, very popular in China many centuries ago. Okay, he's like number one popular Buddhist writer in China. So, and that's all. Okay, so let's practice the Golden Room meditation. You'll be doing it last thing at night. okay? Venerable Jigme is recording these meditations, and if you want, you can get a copy from her before you start your retreat. And you can listen to it while you, the first day or the second day, you know, until you know it. Okay. It's on a flash disk, okay? Try not to use your computer. So you can use them for listening to the meditations, but don't watch the internet or things like that, okay? It's up to you how good you want your retreat to be. If you're doing WeChat the whole time, I'm not going to spy in your room and grab you, okay? But your retreat won't be so good, okay? So it's up to you. You are all adults. You are all, none of but you are kids, you know. It's up to you if you want a good retreat. Don't use your electronic things, except to listen to the meditations or something, okay? It's up to you. In our retreat, in my 3-year retreat, we had electronics for one night out of 1,000 nights. And we tried to watch a Harry Potter movie for Christmas or something, and the computer broke. Okay, we have a celebration. 3 books have come. You ready? These are very old books. These are 40 years old. I mean, I don't remember. Anyway, these were my teacher's first 2 books. One is how to offer the mandala offering. And the other is about how to do the 1,000 angels practice. Okay, and they found some old boxes of them. And we have enough for everybody. And I'd like to thank Tim for working on that. Yeah. And Venerable Jigme also. And I'm happy to say the Chinese 3 treasures came just now. And who worked on that, Stanley? You worked on it, and Allison? Okay, I'd like to give them a hand again. Yeah. And there's a beautiful Mexican lady named Gina, and Paul is going to give her 3 hugs for us for the 3 treasures, okay? Thank you for that. Yeah. She worked many hours, many, many hours to finish all the books, okay? So, can we hand those out? Do you have that? Okay. We have one more job, and then if you have some small questions, we can do. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, if it's possible.
It's not
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just send them through cell phone.
Cell phone doesn't work much up there, but we can send it now. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Rosinger, I have to see you after this, okay? Good news. So if you need a Chinese copy, please raise your hand. I want one too. Thank you. Then we're also going to hand out a nice picture of Manjushri because that's going to be inside the atoms in your body, right? That's going to be inside of each atom in your body, okay? Maybe later we can translate those two small books into Chinese, in Zhongwen. Let's take a vote. Can I have one Manjushri also? Thank you. So you can see the sword. And the book is on top of the lotus flower, okay? So when you have the book inside your body, it'll look like that. And then there's the lotus flower. If you want to be more calm person, more patient person, make everything color a little bit white, okay? If you want to be more confident person, more generous person, more outgoing person, make everything gold, like this is gold color. By the way, we never point to an image like this. Your lama will hit you. So you always go like this. Okay. Tradition is tradition. And we never put a book on the floor. Okay. We put something under it. Okay. Like you can put a piece of cloth or your sweaters, okay. Okay. Underneath. Then you can put on the floor, but put something underneath. Okay. This is tradition. And we never step over them, okay? Or we never step on them, okay? This is a tradition, okay? Okay. We can have a few questions, but before that, we're going to do, at 4:15, we will do a small ceremony to close the area. We close the tsam, we close the border, we close the gate. And this road is owned by the United States government. We cannot close it, okay? Because there's a very... there's a historical place over here. It's an old fort. And so they built... They own the road through our property. And we're not allowed to close the gate. But we are happy because they fix the road every year, and we don't have to pay anything. So, also, you should know that the government, American government, is very strict about environment, ecology of this area, this desert. So, all of the land behind the retreat cottages, all of the land that way. That is not our land. That is owned by the government. Okay, and there are rules about using that land. So we are allowed to walk on that land. It's okay, and it's for people to use. So anybody in America can go there. They can spend, I think, up to 5 days camping like that. And it's for everybody to enjoy. It's American law, okay? Everybody can enjoy that land. Nobody can live there. Nobody can stay there. And you're allowed to walk there. But the plants in the desert are very fragile. They don't get much water, okay? Even the flowers, if the flower grows in Shanghai, it will be this big. If you put the same flower here, it will be this big. Those flowers are how they make babies. Okay, those plants use the flower to make baby. The flower will send out some powder, and people with allergies will suffer, like me. And so we never pick the flowers in the desert, okay? Because otherwise, what? There will be no more babies, okay? So they don't have chance to have babies very often. Only a few times a year. So the flower means they are trying to have a baby. The boy flower is sending out some powder, and the girl flower is trying to catch it. So if you pick it, they won't have any family. And so if you see a small flower, even the very small flower, just in your mind, you can offer it to Tsongkhapa or to your teacher or to your mother, okay, in your mind. But don't pick the flower, okay? And we are not allowed to change anything in the government land. You're not allowed to take the stones or take the flowers or the, not allowed to take the plants. And, okay? If they see you, they will give you a fine. I think $100 or something. But we are supposed to respect this rule. Okay? So respect that, man. You can walk on it, but don't change it. Okay? They say, when a Buddhist person crosses the land that's owned by the people, it should be like the wind crossing that land. No changes, okay? Because it's for everybody, okay? It's very strict, okay? It's a good, I like it. It's a good custom, okay? All right. When we go to the gate, so we are not going to close the gate with the metal door. We are going to close the gate with a spiritual door, okay? Then that's stronger than a metal door, okay? So it means nothing, negative things cannot come in. And we are not supposed to go out. If there's emergency, you can go out, okay? When I did my three-year retreat, one lady got a snake bite here. One half of the tooth, you know? Then we have to take her to the hospital just to check, you know, and then she came back. So that's okay. That's no problem. But from our side, we should think, I'm going to stay here for 3 days or 3 years. And I'm not going out, okay? I'm not going to go outside. We had a very beautiful retreat in Karen Becker. How old is she? 80? 74? 70-something. She had a heart problem. She did a three-year retreat. And during the retreat, she had a heart problem. And we took her to the hospital. And it's 1 hour or something. And she's like, how long is this going to take? You know, and they said, well, we have to change something here. You know, she said, well, go, hurry up. You know? And they did it. I think she came back in 24 hours, 48 hours. Then she said, I have to go back. And she came back. She had an operation and came back. And so we should be tough like that, okay? So we will close the door today with the ceremony. Some lamas like to do a ceremony, you know, like that, okay? Then we don't know what they are saying, you know. Maybe they are saying, I like the movies, or, you know, I don't know. So I like to tell you what's going on in this ceremony, okay? So you know what's going on, okay? Otherwise, the ceremony is a little boring for me, you know? I don't know what they say. I don't know what they're doing, you know? So I'm going to just go through the ceremony with you, okay? Then later I will do ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? All right. This ceremony is called a million blessings of diamond. A million blessings of diamond. Okay? This is a ceremony for closing the door. It's old. Okay? Then there's a list of... We translated this for the advanced course, okay? You can get it later, okay? But there's a list of things that you need, okay? There's about 20 things that you need to do the ceremony, okay? Like a bell, special incense, special vase, special yojiao, torma, okay? And things like that. Okay, and then there's a traditional, you prepare your mind. Before the ceremony, you prepare your mind, okay? Mainly, you try to think of bodhicitta, okay? Bodhicitta. It means I'm doing this retreat to help everybody in the world, okay? This is what I do. I'm trying to help everybody in the world, okay? And if you keep thinking like that, then one day it will come true. You can help the whole world. DCI is very exciting. We are going to, I don't know, many countries around the world, you know, and we are helping all kinds of strange people, you know. Like, no, last month was Arab and Muslim people, and then before that we were in Russia, and before that we were in South America, before that we were in China, Singapore, Taiwan. And if you keep praying to help all the people in the world, then one day it will come true. So this Diamond Mountain, it's a little place in the middle of the desert. But it is touching the whole world. We are touching the whole world. Almost all the countries we are touching, okay? So you have to think like that. We are... This is virus production facility. We are making viruses here, okay? So you have to think about that when we close the gate. When we close the gate, we are closing the gate so we can produce a virus, spiritual virus, that infect everybody. Then everybody start to be nice to each other, okay? That's the goal. So that will be the first part of the ceremony. Then at that time, you have to think you're not just a person from Shanghai or Guadalajara, okay? You are like world changer person, okay? You're changing the world. By sitting for 3 days or 1,000 days by yourself here, quiet, you are changing the world, okay? Like that. Then you will hear a lot of mantras. A lot of the mantras inside there, you will hear the word Kanda Rohi. Say Kanda Rohi. Kanda Rohi. Kanda Rohi is a very tough, probably Chinese lady. Okay? She's an angel, special angel. But tough. She's very beautiful, but she's very tough. Okay? And she's a special Buddha, okay, like an angel. And she protects retreaters. She protects the retreat, okay? So her name is Kanda Rohi. So we will do some prayers. You will hear her mantra. And I will sing some songs to her. We will make some offerings to her. And we will ask her, please, tough lady, stay here for 3 days and protect our retreat. Okay. Is she protecting us from bears and snakes? It's partly, it's okay. But that's not the most dangerous thing. Okay? The most dangerous thing is in here. Okay? Oh, I don't like the food. You know, it's not very tasty. I wonder if they can get some better food, you know, or, okay, or I'm thinking about my credit card, it's really bad, you know, and I know, okay, so you are thinking about other things. She's protect us from those things. Those are worse than snakes and bears, okay? Those are inner snakes and bears, okay? So she, her job is two things. She protects the physical place, and then she protects the mental place. Okay? There was a fire here during the 3 years retreat. It burned miles and miles and miles. It huge fire. It burned many, many, many miles. And it's reaching this place, Diamond Mountain. Huge fire. It reached all up to the top of the sky. And many miles. And big fire. They cannot stop it. Nobody can stop it. And so we got ready. We got some cars ready, buses. We will take the retreatants out of retreat. We told them, be ready to run. You know, we talked to the government. Can you stop it? No. You know, and then we got ready. Then you could see the fire from the retreat. And it stopped by itself. Just stopped, okay? Right there, across that mountain, okay? So it's good to get to know Kandarohi. Okay. The government's like, what happened? And like, don't worry about it. We will make some offerings. We bribe her with a nice torma cake. I don't like the taste of torma cake much, but she likes it, okay? Then we do her mantra. She has a special mantra. You can learn it later. We make a special blessing water to bless the place. Then we offer, again we offer some torma or some yao tiao to the local spirits, okay? They are not Buddhas. Kandarohi is a Buddha. These local spirits are just kind of people who died and they don't know where to go and they're a little bit upset and they can bother us, okay? So then we try to give them some cookies and things to say. They don't eat the cookie, they eat the intention of the cookie. Okay. But they are very hungry because nobody believes in them. So nobody gave them intentions for many years. Then we came here, and they're very happy. Okay? Oh, somebody's paying attention to me. Someone's giving me the intention of a cookie. And that's the food for them. Okay? So they are happy. When we do it, they're happy. And they will help us. Okay? Okay. We had a... They can come as birds or things like that, okay? We had a couple of birds in my three-year retreat. They're called Tauhi.
Meep, meep.
They go like,
meep, meep.
There's a couple of birds. One it sounds like a Hollywood movie director. He's like,
come here, come here.
Come here. Then, really, then one is a Tauhi. I think the Tauhi is a dead person who died here, okay? And they go, meep, meep. Then we got to know them. They bring their babies to show us their babies. And they love us, and we feed them. Then one day, they are going crazy. They're on the fence, and they're like, meep, 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 meep. And we're like, what's going on? And they're like, meep, 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 meep. And we're like, what? And then we found a big snake inside. You know, and they were giving us a warning, you know. So those spirits can show us a bird or like that. So we have to be nice to them, okay? Five snakes, actually. That's pretty cool. And then there's a very beautiful prayer about we hope that the energy from our retreat will help the whole world, make everybody happy. Okay. Uh, then we give away the good karma of the retreat. We decide we are going to give away the good karma. There are some Buddhas called protector Buddhas, okay? They're like the mafia. Okay, Buddha mafia, and they are tough guys. They're called the Toiwambo, Towo. Towo means tough guy Buddhas. We will invite them. There's 10 of them, okay? It's good to have them helping you also. Okay, they are very tough guys, and they can stop any negative things. So there's a little part in here for them. Then the most important part is called dentop. Dentop means act of truth. Okay, act of truth. You should know about it. There's an old tradition in Hindu and also Buddhist in India. So Ganges River is very, very big. Ganges, if you cross a bridge on the Ganges River, sometimes it's 3 kilometers, okay? The bridge, okay? It's unbelievable. That river is unbelievable. And you can stand on the side of that river, a holy person, a good person, they can stand on the side of that river and they can make an act of truth, dentop, okay? It means they can say like this, if it's true, I didn't get upset at anybody for 1 year. Okay? If it's true, I didn't get upset at anybody for 1 year, then for 1 hour, this river should flow backwards. And the river will change. Okay? It's a power of truth. Okay? And you can do that sometimes. Okay? If it's true, I didn't get upset at anybody for the last 1 minute. Then I should get a nice snack after the class or something like that. Do an easy one. Okay? But in the middle here, we will do an act of truth. Okay? I will tell you when it comes. Okay? When it comes, you have to think in your mind, if it's true, I'm going to do a 3-day retreat to help the world. Okay, I cannot keep my motivation pure every minute. It's not possible. Okay? Sometimes I will just think about how I'm going to tell my friend in Shanghai how cool I am to sit in retreat. You know, sometimes bad motivation will come. But mainly, we are doing this retreat to help other people. So if it's true that mainly I'm trying to help other people, most of the time, then this retreat should be peaceful. No problems, okay? No obstacles, okay? Like that, okay? We will do an act of truth in the middle. During the act of truth, keep your mind, okay, mainly I'm doing this to help other people, okay? I will have many other bad motivations. Not bad, but just little motivations, you know? I hope everyone hears I did a 3-day retreat, you know? Like that, okay? But the main motivation is for other people. Okay, I want to help my parents. I want to help my friends. Okay, the world. Okay, like that. I'll tell you when that comes. Okay. Then we'll do a special mantra. It's called Sumbani. Om Sumbani Sumba Hum Hum. When I go like Ongehana Gehana Hum. When we do that, we are putting up the wall. Okay, spiritual wall, okay, around there. So you will know when I start doing this, okay? Okay. 3 retreatants know all this. If you want to join me at that time, please, okay? It's good. Also, one of the 3 retreatants, Ben, can you raise your hand? He agreed to stay for 3 days after the retreat, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's going to teach Course 13, some of the course, ACI Course 13. 13 is the course about how to think clearly and how to question. we're debating, okay? You don't have to go like this, okay? The really tough debaters, they're like, you think so? Oh, God, come on. You know, like that. They are very cool, you know. They are not like, you know. So he will teach you both ways, okay? Okay, so if you have time for 3 days. And then if you have many questions, you can talk to him, okay? He's a very good teacher in the coffee teacher. You have coffee together and talk about, relax, eat a yotiao, talk about Dharma. This is very pleasant kind of class, okay? All right. Then we will set up some spiritual fire, okay? Wall of fire. You can't see it, okay? But the negative spirits can see it. So we will start a big fire. It will burn for 3 days around this place, and nobody can come in. And that reaches under the ground, and it reaches over the sky. So it's like a bank vault, okay? Protect you, protect us. Then, when we're almost finished, there will be a separate part, and you should do this at your own cabin, okay? At your own cottage, okay? So I will stop the ritual at the gate, at this page, and then the rest you have to do in your own cabin, okay? And one of them is to, on your meditation cushion, okay? For your meditation cushion. Choose your meditation cushion. If you need one, can they borrow one from here? Rob, is okay? Yeah. Okay, bring it back. Bad karma to steal temple meditation cushion. But if you don't have a good cushion, there are some here, okay? And you can do Miktsema mantra. Okay, you put your hands on the cushion and you do the mantra. Okay, you do a mantra on the cushion. And it protects the cushion. Okay. Then when you are sitting on that cushion, you don't think about ice cream and things like that. Okay, that's protection. So that you have to do in your own home. You just put your hand on it and do the mantra, okay? For this one. And then you will put the marker, door marker, on the outside of your door, okay? And put a lot of thumbtacks. It shouldn't fall down in the wind, okay? We have very good wind here, okay? It will knock you down, okay? So put the marker on the outside, but very lot of, you have thumbtacks, right? Okay, a lot of tacks to keep it there, okay? Because it shouldn't fall down, okay? We put it on the outside of the door, all right? It means anybody coming there, if they are Buddhist, they know, oh, I can't knock on this door. These people are doing retreat, okay? And there are special mantras on that Samto, and they also stop the spirits, negative spirits, okay? So keep that on your door. You made one or four? Okay, so you can put in the four directions of your house, okay? Sometimes it's a challenge to find some place to put them, okay? But that's your problem. Okay. Then when you get into your cottage, after you put up the four, okay, then come into your cottage. You should have a small cup of water. And the last thing you have to do is bless yourself, okay? You should bless yourself. Okay, so you can do the Miktsema mantra on this water 3 times. Say 3 times, and then blow on the water. blow on the water. Okay, three times mantra, blow on the water, small cup of water. And then you use your ring finger, right? Touch the water. Then Omahum, Omahum, Omahum. Okay, three times. Omahum. You can do here also, same. Either one. Okay. Om, Ahum, Omahum, Omahum. Then third time, Omahum, Omahum, Omahum. Okay. After you do that, you should try not to talk, okay, for 3 days. Okay? Keep silence for 3 days, if you can. If you have to communicate to the staff or to somebody else, you can write a note. Okay? So make sure you have some paper and a pen. Okay? But it's better if you don't... After you do the Omahun 3 times, then that should be the last word for 3 days. Okay? And that will bless you. That will bless your body. Okay? So try not to talk after that. If you talk after that, you will lose prana. Okay? You will lose prana. Chi. Yeah, and it's not, it's up to you, you know. I'm not going to kick you out or tie you up, but your retreat will not be so powerful, okay? So it's up to you. If you, it doesn't help to whisper also, okay? Same thing, okay? I'm not talking, yeah, me too. Okay? It's the same thing, okay? Doesn't matter, you might as well yell, okay? You're still losing prana, okay? So for 3 days, try to keep comfortable silence, okay? Not like police, okay? It's a happy silence. It's like, you know, first time you went with your boyfriend or girlfriend to the movie in Shanghai or Buenos Aires, at some point you stop talking and other things are happening, okay? And if you talk, then it's strange, you know, like, hi, wait, I'm kissing you, you know, just be quiet. Like that, okay. So retreat is like that, okay? It's a time for happy quiet, okay? Okay, happy quiet, okay? When you're having really close to another person, you don't need to talk, right? You can just sit together and enjoy the nature and the trees and the ocean and things like that, right? When you're very close, you don't need to talk, right? If you don't talk, you will hear many things. You can hear the birds talking. You can understand their language a little bit, okay? And like that, you can hear things in the wind. Maybe you will hear Buddha in the wind. Or, you know, if you talk, then you can't hear it, okay? So I encourage you not to talk. Okay? That's all. At the end of the retreat, before you get it, you come down to get in the car to come back here, okay? Then you should offer another small torma. You can use cookies or anything you like, okay? Something you like. Put it in a small cup. You know, take it outside. And it's a thank you, torma. Thank you, cookie. We call tangrak. Tangrak means thank you, cookie. Okay. Who are you thanking? Kendo Rohi and the 10 mafia Buddhas. Okay. You are thanking them. You know. Thank you. I had a good retreat. Please come back next time I come to Diamond Mountain. Okay. Please help me next time. It's important. Okay. When you meet the mafia and they do something for you, you should leave them with a good relationship. Because maybe you need them again. Okay, so, you know, thank you very much. I love you. I appreciate you. When I come back, please help me again. Okay? Then take off the tamtos from your house. Okay? Take them off of the... And then I like to keep them, okay? I have many of these in my house. I like to keep them in my house to remember the retreat I did. You know, for me, it's a very happy time. And I like to keep those around. Okay. Make sure you take them off and take them home. Okay. What happens if you don't take them off? When the spirits are trying to move around, there's a wall. There's a spiritual wall. They hit their head or something, you know. Okay. Really? Okay. They say that when a human being is born, it's the same. Okay. Bardo, you know Bardo, the spirit between death and birth. So after you die, you're a spirit for a while. That spirit can go anywhere. Nothing can stop that spirit. That spirit can travel through the earth. That spirit can walk to another planet, okay? Very easy. Nothing can stop that spirit. Except one small wall. It's about this big. It's a karma wall. It's called their mother's womb. Okay? When they hit that, they cannot move. They can't. Then they have to stay there, and then they get born, okay? There's only one small area they cannot... When they hit that, they cannot pass through. Then they have to be born. Okay. So if you leave your samto up on the wall, you are making a spiritual wall. All the spirits will be irritated at you. I can't believe he left his samto. He's supposed to take it back to Shanghai, you know. Now you created a wall in our place. Okay, like that. Okay, so four. Okay, attach them strong. For a strong wind or rain, okay? And then take them off, okay? Take them off, okay? All right. We're going to do a prayer. And then any emergency questions? No. Good.
Yeah, the last two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to do that. Sorry. Okay. You have to decommission it, okay? Decommission it, okay? Decommission means you do a prayer that this is no longer offering, okay? And then you throw it away, okay? In other places you can feed it to the animals or something like that, okay? But in our property, we found out that if we feed the animals a lot of food, it causes trouble for them, okay? They come here, and then we had one nice bear came here to eat the tormas, and then the government caught him and killed him, okay? And we don't want that, okay? So you do a prayer. Now this torma is not holy food anymore, and you wrap it up and you throw it in the garbage, okay? We have to do like that, okay? Usually you can leave it out on a tree or like that, but we had a problem here. We don't want to kill those spirits, okay? All right. Okay, we'll do very quick because my leg's also hurting. Dupa rati korna gonitsa bashirav dupani. The sixth meditation is called the Wheel of Knives, okay? Wheel of Knives. And that's a long story. Someday I'll teach you about it, okay? Wheel of Knife. You know, like in the engine, there's a fan, and it's going, or a helicopter. That's a wheel. If you put your hand in there, you will lose it, okay? All right, that's a Wheel of Knife, okay? Do everything as you did before. It means clean your body with the milk, okay? And then bring in the golden nectar, okay? Then create many, many small knife wheels, like helicopter blade, okay? And it has 32 blades, okay? Which matches one of your chakras. Okay? 32, yeah. Okay? Tabu nitabi radhism. Okay? And then it's spinning like that. Dangerous, like a fan, okay? Mm-hmm. then in your body there are many of these spinning, okay? Spinning. These knife wheels. If 32 is too much, you can do 6, okay? There are two ways, okay? Then that, those knives, which way are they spinning? Clockwise or counterclockwise, okay? Are they spinning like a clock? Or are they spinning opposite? What do you, through your retreat theme? They are spinning to the left, counterclockwise, okay? All right. Of course, it always depends on were you looking from the top or the bottom, but I won't tell you. I won't tell you that. Okay, you are looking from the top. Okay? From the top, they are spinning to the counterclockwise. Okay, if you go under, they will be. Sorry. Okay, nyaya karma peguki lokto tamita tamita tamsi che chabala tamme. Then, what is the purpose of this wheel? Of knives, okay. What goal are you asking for? The goal is when I'm trying to help other people. Please give me the power to be very persuasive, very convincing, to speak the truth. Okay. Sometimes. You know, you're on a bus or you're on an airplane and you're sitting with somebody and they will say, you know, what do you do? And sometimes you will say, I'm a Buddhist, you know. I'm coming from 3-day retreat, you know. I just did 3-day retreat, you know. Then they'll say, oh, you're a Buddhist, right? And you say, yeah. Then they say, oh, you believe in karma, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then why bad people get rich? You know, why did those bad people get rich? They will ask you, okay? Why did those bad people get rich, okay? Then if you don't have this wheel, you won't give a good answer, and they won't believe you, okay? You won't have the strength of mind or the power of mind to give them a good explanation, and they won't believe you, and they won't listen to you, okay? So the purpose of this sixth meditation is to develop the power to answer questions well, okay? To give other people good answers to their questions, okay? And when you talk to them, they go home and they say to their wife, I met this Buddhist lady from China on the airplane, and she said she's doing a retreat. I said, how come bad people get rich, you know? She gave me such a good explanation, you know? She said, that's an old seed. They gave a little bit of money to somebody else. That seed doubles every 24 hours. And because of that good seed, now they are rich. Then they are a bad person. They are planting new bad seeds. And next year or 2 years from now, that's going to cause a bad result. Good seed cannot make good result. Bad seed cannot make... Sorry. Good seed cannot make bad result. Bad seed cannot make good result. She gave me such a good explanation on the airplane. Okay? Like that. All right? So if you want that power to give a good explanation and to answer people's questions clearly and gently and respectfully and kindly and truthfully, okay? Then do number 6, okay? And your words will change. Sometimes you give a good explanation and they say, that's stupid. Okay? Sometimes you give a bad explanation, confused. One Buddhist teacher told me, he said, Geshe Michael, the secret to teaching people is to confuse them. You know, just say anything. You know, confuse them. Then they will think you are very smart. I'm like, okay, you know. So whether people believe you or not, it's up to your seeds, right? It's up to your seeds. So here you are praying for good seeds, okay? Sometimes people believe things that are completely untrue. Everybody. And then sometimes people believe what is true, okay? That depends on yours. It's coming from you. Okay. All right, number 7. And then we'll stop and we'll take a little break. Dumba legreo ni ki gone tombe sherob du tu ni na shen na shen la. This is called using the book and the sword. Using the book and the sword. The book is on top of the lotus in the picture. Okay? It's a Buddhist book. And the sword is in Manjushri's right hand. Okay? So you're using the book and the sword. Then you do the same white milk cleaning. You do the same golden nectar fill up. In every atom, there are both a book and a sword. Okay. Then what happens? Yeah, the light goes out of each atom, goes to all the Manjushris in the universe, all the Tsongkhapas, and then again comes more swords, more books, okay? Into the atom, okay? Each atom, okay? Chendrani Timbe. Kang Tsambala Mami Mishepa Tamsi Jangshi Rao Di Che Tsambala Top Meki Yeshi Rab Kepa Chen Top Chung Nyamba Che. For this, you will become able to write books very well. Okay? No writer's block. Just you sit down and you write a book like that. Okay? In one airplane ride, you can finish a book. Okay? Like, it just comes in your mind. Okay? So, no effort. Effortlessly. Tokme means... What's the Sanskrit for tokme? Asanga. Okay? Asanga means... like a hot knife through butter. Okay. Just, you want to write a book? Okay, then send it. You want me to write another one? Okay, then that book will sell 1 million copies or something. Okay? It's a power. It's a karma. Okay? So you have to... The sword gives you wisdom that the book is intelligent. The book gives you the power to write the book. You see? So you need the sword and you need the book both. In each atom, okay? So now we have 7 goals. Let's summarize them. Through the holy body, you're going to get very powerful wisdom. Number 1. Number 2. Through the mantra, Mi'kmé, you're going to get very... sharp, clear. They call it clear wisdom. Subtle wisdom. You can say subtle. Number 3. Through the bija, through the seed syllable, which is dhi, okay? You're going to get wisdom which cuts quickly through doubts, uncertainty, don't know what to do with your life, not sure what to do, okay? You can say that, but mostly doubts, uncertainty about your life. Okay? Cut it. 4th are the accoutrements. Yeah, deeper wisdom. Where are you going to use it? Where are you going to use the deeper wisdom? Yeah, at the subway or the gas station. Okay? What does it mean, deeper? Yeah, maybe the guy, the cowboy who's using the butter knife, you're going to see Manjushri. Okay, that's deeper. Both are gender. Both are true. Which one you rather have in your life? Manjushri or old cowboy? Okay. Like Pamgigone Chepa. Okay, then you, number 5 is a book. You bring the book into you. Then you become a good teacher, okay? You become a good teacher. If you do number 5, you become a good teacher. Number 6, Rati. It's called the sword, but it means a wheel made of many swords, okay? Like a helicopter blade, okay?
And with that you would see the little
Yeah.
wheels all over, right?
Yeah, it's always spinning, not like it's spinning, yeah, to the left. And then with this, you can give good answers to people. You cut their doubts, you know. Okay, they say, I like the idea of karma, but my friend, she was very generous. She gave money to people for 20 years and nothing happened. Okay, then if you have that sword in your heart, you will talk to them about coffee meditation. Okay, like that. Okay, you will have a good answer ready for them. Okay. Why do you remember the answer? That's karma. Okay? That's a karmic seed. You planted it during the 3 days. Okay? Sometimes you know the answer, but you think of it the next day. Oh, I should have told him that, you know? And if you plant the seed now in the retreat, the answer just pop in your mind. It's so cool. If you do this very well, you know, people ask you a question, you're like, boop, 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 and you... Then you go home and say, I don't know how I said that. I don't even know. Somebody else was using my mouth, you know, like that. Okay? That's better than next day you remember what to say. Okay? Okay. Seventh one. Lek rel nikigone. You use the book and the sword so that you become a good author. Okay? It might be a newsletter. It might be a Facebook post. Okay? Really. It might be an email, or it might be a major translation, or it might be a small book about yoga, onion skin theory or something, okay? But you don't have any problem to write it. It's clear, it's beautiful, it's sweet, okay? If you plant the seeds now, this week, okay? Good? Okay, good luck seed planting. Okay, and the most important thing is the same as yoga. Keep breathing. Okay, don't go like that. Okay, just keep breathing. Okay, breathe long. Exhale. When you're with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you're not like you're like. Like just relax. The main thing is relax. Okay. If you get tight, you failed in the retreat, okay? Okay. If you feel like, you know, you just saw a Walt Disney movie. What's her name? I'm going to see it after retreat. Cinderella. You know, then you feel like, ah, that was nice. You know? You should be like that, okay? When you come out of retreat, you should be like, ah, that was nice. You know, like a good sleep, okay? Sleep enough, okay? If you don't, if for some reason you're not sleeping well, then you can sleep in the afternoon. I'll tell you a secret. All those Tibetan Buddhist monks, 3,000 monks in Sera, the monastery is very quiet after lunch for 2 hours. Everyone says, what time you wake up, Geshe-la? 4 o'clock. Yeah. Ooh. But then try to find a monk between 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Everyone's asleep. Okay? They're all taking a nap. Okay, that's how come they can get up at 4 o'clock. Okay, so you need sleep. Okay, I asked my teacher, Rinpoche, teach me how not to sleep. He said, no, there's no way. I said, I don't want to sleep. I want to work. No, you have to sleep. Okay, okay, Allison, you have to sleep. All right, so... My teacher said, forget it. You need 7 hours, 8 hours, then sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, if you can't fall asleep, then take a nap in the afternoon. Okay? And you're still a good person. Maybe you're a better person. Okay? Because you have wisdom. Okay? To get enough rest. Get enough rest is a good yogi, good meditator. Okay? Get enough sleep. Okay? Without that, you can't do anything. Okay? All right.